We're ready now to enter the heart of the subject, and this video will look more specifically at what is the European exercise style of options. In the first part, we will look specifically at what is the payoff dynamics of an option as a function of time, and try to develop your intuition for what are the parameters of an option. The second part is destined more for the quantitative people and will develop the mathematical and numerical methods to solve the partial and stochastic differential equations to derive the Black-Scholes formula and solve the differential equations using finite differences and Monte Carlo methods. More classic courses generally stop at what we've seen in the second chapter, the terminal payoff of an option. The reason is simple, because the mathematics that is required to describe the evolution of the value of an option is generally accessible only to graduates from quantitative fields. In this course, however, we will use the VMarket applet to develop your financial understanding of the payoff dynamics using extremely little mathematics, and yet you will have a complete description and should understand every step that is undertaken in this calculation. So what is the price of an option before it expires? Consider first a European call with a strike at 10 euros and expiring in 3 months. Let's say the underlying share is now at 9 euros, and therefore the option has no intrinsic value since the share is below the strike of the call. Since there is a finite time up to the expiry date, however, there is a finite probability that the market fluctuation will suddenly rise the price of the underlying share above the strike price and, let's say, move it to 12 euros. The option profit, then, in 3 months' time, should be equal to 2. So, what is the value of this right, which is carried by the option contract, to make a certain profit in the future, depending on a certain number of fluctuations? To explain this further, let's take a very simple economy where the price can only have two possible outcomes. Starting from 9, the prices can either move down to 6 or move up to 12, and this with an equal probability. In 3 months' time, the expected payoff can be easily calculated. In the first case, if the share value drops further, the option will not be exercised and the value is equal to 0. And in the second case, if it moves up to 12, we've seen that the expected value of the option will be equal to 2. Weighting this by 1/2, since each of the outcome has a 50% probability to be realized, we can calculate the value of the option in 3 months' time. This will be equals to 1/2 times 2 equals to 1. However, you know that any asset should grow at the risk-free rate paid by the central bank. In fact, you could invest the equivalent money into the bank, and therefore the value should grow at the same rate. And therefore, this option value in 3 months' time should be discounted back to the present time so as to finally get to the value calculated. So I discount back this 1 euros at the risk-free spot rate here of 3% and arrive at the present value of the option before it expires of 0.9925. This is in a very simple economy where I had only two prices with dynamics described in a very crude manner. I said that there was equal chances for both realizations. We've seen, however, in the second chapter, how you can simulate the price of an underlying share using a log normal distribution of increments. We took a large number of shares which we evolved and calculated how this evolution should look like in a log normal case. In fact, we could use now such a description instead of the two prices and calculate the average expected payoff from a large number of underlying shares. Having calculated this average expected payoff, we can discount back at the risk-free spot rate as we did just in the present case. The vMarket applet illustrates exactly this, first using two prices, which are the red dots at the bottom of your applet. And the plot on the window shows you the value of the call option as a function of the underlying share. So you have the value of the underlying share on the horizontal axis and the value of the option here, the call, on the vertical axis. If you now press step 1 to add only one increment, you will step by one trading day, which is 1 divided by 252. There is 252 trading days in a year. If you look at the red dots, they moved, and together with this move, the payoff, which is the curve in black, also changed. In particular, the value exactly at the strike price now is not anymore equals to zero, but acquired a finite value. The same relative price movements can be used, in fact, not only for the share equals to 10 for the price, but can be used for all the different prices on the horizontal axis. So if I use exactly the same relative changes from my Monte Carlo scheme, then I can reconstruct the value of the option for any underlying share value. And this is what is plotted in the applet. With this, we now know what is the value of the option one day before we reach the expiry time, which is indicated at the top of your applet and is equal to 0.003, and this value has been truncated. I think it was 39 years to begin with. Now you could take another 10 steps. If you press step 10, you will get the value of this option 11 days, or for a time equals to 0.043 years before the expiry date. Or you could even press start stop to run the simulation until we reach the expiry of the simulation. The time will be equals to the runtime equals to a quarter of a year in the present simulation. And with this, we will have a description of what should be the option value if we have only two prices that evolve using a log normal description of the increments. Of course, only two prices provide a very bad statistics. And if you now repeat a number of times the same simulation, you will see that the solution will change. In fact, the solution here is arbitrary and non-reproducible. You need to take very much more random walkers, and you can now edit the walkers parameter and increase it to 100, 1,000, or even more than that. If you take a large number of walkers, you will need to switch from the random Monte Carlo scheme with a star to a random Monte Carlo scheme without a star on the top of the applet. And then you will not plot all these red dots. So now, using a sufficiently large number of random walkers, you can verify that the solution in fact converges to the same value all the time, so that it becomes really reproducible and not arbitrary anymore. And in fact, we will show later in this chapter that this solution which you just calculated is in fact the same as what you obtain with the Black-Scholes formula. So congratulations, it's probably the first time you did a calculation of the price of an option and really understood what you were doing without doing very complicated mathematics. Of course, quantitative people will now ask why this is the case, and it is not completely obvious that such a Monte Carlo procedure will give the same value as the delta hedging that is assumed in the Black-Scholes derivation. In particular, here you will see that you need to have the value of the drift equal to the spot rate minus the dividend yield. And if you would take another setup of parameters, you will arrive at a different result. But this will be discussed in the later part of this chapter and will be a topic of discussions for the more quantitative people among you. Nevertheless, using this description with random walkers, everybody, I think, can understand how the description of a market can yield a price of an option, and everybody should have understood both the algorithm and the way the option value is calculated. And I think this is quite an achievement without using complicated mathematics.